Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Tuesday, September 6th. This is our weekly look at news and people around the Jaguars organization. Let's start off with an apology for missing last week's podcast. I know many of you were clamoring, if you will, for one. But with the short week ahead of that preseason finale and all the other prep for television and radio shows, the podcast was a victim of time. So here we are this week. We're locked in and ready for kickoff weekend in the NFL. The Jags and the Green Bay Packers come up Sunday at 1 o'clock here at Everbank. And our guest today is Devon House, the Jags corner, a former Green Bay Packers defensive back. How does he approach Aaron Rodgers and his former team this Sunday? We'll find out from number 31. But first, a look around the Jaguars organization. The Jags announced their final cuts down to 53 at the 4 o'clock deadline Saturday. And afterward, Jags GM Dave Caldwell on a media conference call was asked if he was happy with the result.
We feel good about it, and there's still some discussion, and we're going to work through tonight and look at this waiver wire and see if there's a spot where we can upgrade or provide some more depth for our team. That's always a tough deal because you got a couple guys that feel comfortable right now, but that's the nature of this weekend. Is you got a little fluid 53-man roster, and you have a short window to at very little cost to improve your team on the waiver wire, and we're going to look and see if we can take advantage of it.
After scouring the waiver wire, the Jags claimed fourth-year linebacker Arthur Brown from Baltimore and third-year safety Marqueston Huff from Tennessee. And to make room for Brown, the Jags waived running back Joe Banyard, and Brown will play auto linebacker for the Jags. Huff is suspended one game for violating the NFL policy for substances of abuse and does not currently count against the team's 53-man active roster. Gus Bradley said Monday that special teams depth is the real reason for the additions. And the interesting part will be how those players contribute. Remember back in 2013, the Jags claimed linebacker JT Thomas off waivers after he was a victim of final cuts in Chicago. One week later, he's on the field in the Week 1 game against the Kansas City Chiefs on special teams work. And he blocked a punt from Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt. It went out of the back of the end zone for a safety. Thomas played in 15 games that season for the Jags with a couple of starts. In 2014, 16 games, 10 starts at linebacker. And after the Jags parted ways with him, the Giants signed him to a 3-year, $12 million contract. And one break can jumpstart a career. On Monday, three captains were selected for the 2016 season. Quarterback Blake Bortles for the offense, linebacker Paul Posluszny for the D, and long snapper Carson Tinker on special teams. The Jags did open the locker room to media Monday, and as you would expect, the team seems ready to get something going against Green Bay in Week 1. Now remember, the Jags have struggled in early season games in recent history. Over the last 3 years, the Jags are 1-10 in September, and they've struggled in other months as well, but it goes even further back in September, before the Caldwell-Bradley regime. From 09 to 12, the Jags were 4-10 combined in Septembers, and the last season with a 500 or better September record is 2008. That Jaguars team was 2-2 in the first month of the season. Back in 07, the Jags were 2-1. Once you start off a season bad, it can be difficult to turn it around. Now, this September schedule features matchups against Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers, Joe Flacco, and Andrew Luck. And for linebacker Paul Posluszny, it's key to be ready to roll early in the season and early in game.
We play elite quarterbacks right away, Aaron Rodgers being one of the best. We have to be completely squared away and fundamentally sound. That's how you have success against those guys. If we make mistakes, make mental mistakes, those guys are such elite players, they're able to take advantage of that. So being fundamentally and technique squared away from the very beginning is going to be very important for us.
Another big question this week is how will rookie linebacker Miles Jack fit into the Jaguars' scheme on game day? He had 5 tackles in the preseason finale against Atlanta, playing weak side linebacker for the first time with the Jags. Head coach Gus Bradley knows he'll have a role.
You know what? We'll look and see how this week goes. He gives us flexibility. He's primarily playing a lot of will right now, and giving us that spot there where, you know, he can provide some depth there. And we'll just see how much he progresses. He continues to play, then, you know, we got to find a role for him. He's going to have a role on special teams. There's no doubt about it. Where he fits in defensively right now, ask me more towards the end of the week.
Starting fast is an important part of what should happen on the offensive side of the ball for the Jags. And it's been a focus all preseason.
It goes back to offseason, what we found out about our team and OTAs and training camp. And we saw it in preseason, the first couple of games especially. But, you know, that's something that we harp on. We like to start fast and finish faster. You know, it's not just how we start. It's, you know, the whole game, and it's the consistency. I think for us is the important part is to stay on schedule offensively. That's where I think in the preseason we had some first and 20s, first and 15s. You know, that's what we don't want to do. We want to make sure we stay on schedule.
Coming up tonight at Everbank Field, U.S. Soccer. The U.S. men's national team is hosting Trinidad and Tobago in a World Cup qualifier. Tim Howard will start in goal for the USA.
Qualifying at home is, you know, it's our bread and butter. We try and win all our games. And, you know, of course, playing at home is important to us. It's important to continue to establish that dominance. So, yeah, starting off qualifying at home is important.
Midfielder Michael Bradley is back from a one-game suspension.
As athletes, competitors, you enjoy playing in big games. You enjoy playing when there's a lot on the line. So, for us, that's always been something that we've enjoyed as a group is stepping on the field together and on important nights and knowing that we're representing something bigger than ourselves and I think we're able to make sure the performance always reflects that.
Tickets are available last second at Ticketmaster.com. And finally, the Jags' home opener against Green Bay this Sunday is sold out of single-game tickets. Only season ticket packages can get you in the door. Call 633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com for more information. Our guest today is Jaguars cornerback Devon House. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing good.
Here we are, opening week. It's finally here. It's been a busy offseason for you, though. We'll get to this game against the Packers coming up. But twins, you had twins, not just one, but you had a couple. They came a couple months early. How are the kids?
They're doing great. All three boys that I have are I guess you say monsters. but the twins are doing good, though. Chunky, growing, eating a lot, sleeping a little. So it's all fun.
Are you getting sleep is the question now.
Yes, I have a great, beautiful wife who lets me sleep during the night. But as soon as I get home, changing diapers left and right.
You're a pro at that now. You've already had a kid, so this is old hat for you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you can concentrate fully on football. Training camp is come and gone. The regular season is here. It's your sixth year in the league. You know the routine now. So what do you make of this group right now, this defensive back room? Are you guys ready to roll this week?
Yeah, we most definitely are. I'd say we're heading in the right direction. We feel comfortable, feel good. But the real test is on Sunday. We just got to play at our best and play together, and good things will happen.
There's a lot of moving parts around here. Some new faces. Prince is here now. Aaron Colvin's out the first 4 weeks. I mean, this is a room that can have some different looks as the weeks go on here, right? Is that normal for you guys?
It's not known, but it's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have. If someone gets banged up or isn't playing well, we have enough death out here that you know, someone can step in and do a great job.
Devon House is with us. You're going to be asked about this a lot this week. Former Green Bay Packer, does that come into your mindset at all this week when you see the G on the helmet?
No, not at all. I'm excited to play against them. Yeah. Most guys is like, oh no, I hate them, or I can't wait to go out there and kill them. No, for me, it's nothing like that at all. I'm more excited to show them. Guess you say what they missed out on. And how much better I've gotten since I left Green Bay. I mean, I don't know if everyone remembers, but when I was in Green Bay, I only played 500 snaps on defense. So from having a full year underneath my belt to where I'm at now, it's day and night. So I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm happy where I'm going.
How much better are you now? What? Why are you better now than you were with the Packers? Just the time on the field?
Most definitely time on the field. That experience is huge. When I was in Green Bay, I was told I was, you know, special teams. But I knew I was better than that because, going out there and the times I did play for Green Bay and going against A-Rod in practice, I knew I can be a starter in this league. And last year I proved it. Now it's time for me to prove that I'm a Pro Bowl player in this league.
Devon House is with us, Jaguars cornerback, facing Aaron Rodgers. You got to see him on a daily basis on the practice field. How real is that? He can take advantage of a mistake and exploit what you do wrong, right?
Yeah, he can. That's why it's big for us this week, too. Attention to detail, stay on the work. You know, don't take no plays off because this guy is special. He's the best in the league for the reason. And, you know, it's going to be a nice show out there.
You said you want to be a Pro Bowl cornerback. That's everybody's goal, but what do you have to do to make that happen? What does that mean for you here in 2016?
Well, we got to win games. We got to win. That's the biggest thing, winning games. Now, there's no reason why A-Rob shouldn't have been the first ballot Pro Bowler last year, but since we weren't winning games, it's hard to vote someone when your team is 5-whatever record we were last year. Right. I mean, even with my numbers I had last year, it should have been a Pro Bowl. But, I mean, since we're not winning games and the defense – the pass defense was one like 30th or 31st. It's going to be hard for you to make it.
Yeah, we walked into the hallway into the studio and saw all the Pro Bowl guys on the wall. I don't know if that's what it – obviously you've been thinking about this for a long time, but that kind of solidifies, right? You see a teammate or two on that hallway, everybody wants to be on the hallway.
Yep.
That's the way it works. So let's see if we can get that done. Let's start with a week one strong performance against the Packers. What would be, obviously a win would be a successful performance against the Packers. That's what you're looking for. But this, the whole environment here, you've heard about Jacksonville, but this is going to be one of the great environments we've seen here in the last couple of years. The place is sold out. The fan, the expectations are sky high. Are you looking forward to the environment Sunday here at Everbank?
I am. I just hope and praying that we hear go Jags go and not go Pack go. I hate that saying right now. So we'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure Duval's going to be out there yelling Duval a lot because they will be out there chanting Go Pack Go.
Yeah, let's make sure they don't. How about that? Devon, we appreciate your time, man.
Thank you. God bless.
Tune in for the debut of Jaguars Live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on Channel 4 in Jacksonville. Ashley Mitchum and Jeff Lagerman are your hosts. Should be an awesome show each week. And on Saturday night on the Jaguars Television Network, every station airs Jaguars Weekend. That continues on all 11 stations on the network. Here in Jacksonville, it airs Saturday nights at 10:30 on Channel 4. Jaguars Radio continues Thursday night with the Gus Bradley Show from 6 to 7 on the entire network. And then from 7 to 8, it's Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Lagerman and Baselli. That's on the flagship station 1010XL. The Jags have Tuesday off. They'll get back to the practice field Wednesday and continue prep for the Green Bay Packers. Look for practice coverage all week on Jaguars.com. Our thanks to Devon House for jumping on this week, and as always, a special thanks to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week on the JP Shadrick Podcast.